With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Gabe DeMayo.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
So the Arties have come.
And gone. Boy, is that a project and a half. But they were on Monday night, packed with people. Just amazes me how we do this, raising money for the Immunodeficiency Clinic at ECMC. And then all of the awards, 8 musical performances. Tom Dudzik, author of Over the Tavern and Miracle on South Division Street, present, got the career achievement. Lovely, lovely event.
And you said the event itself ran rather smoothly, to your surprise.
I expected smoothly. I didn't expect it to come down at around 10:20, even with 2 more musical numbers than we usually have. Exciting parent-children kind of. Someone announced a pregnancy from the stage. I thought it was just a real good community family feeling and popular wins, people actually being gracious and glad for someone else, which is very difficult in show business.
So tell me, who won the big awards?
Well, the acting categories are always the most popular, but I think for the public, it's interesting to know that the musical was Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson, which the American Repertory Theater Company did in the basement of the Church of the Ascension on North and Linwood there. And the production of a play was the Torn Space production of A Clockwork Orange. 2 very edgy, youthful, energetic productions. I found that an interesting outcome. But in the acting categories, it was fun to see Matt Whitten win for an Iliad, a first-time Artie, and a first-time Artie also for Josie DiVincenzo, for who she had been Lady Macbeth a couple of seasons ago, you could remember. She's personally very popular, but she won for the Jewish Repertory Theater Company production of Die, in which she plays more than a dozen different characters.
And you mentioned that there were 8 performances, 8 musical performances?
Well, yeah, Charmaine Chi, who's a wonderful musical theater actress, and Alan Trinka, who is a young and alarmingly good-looking young actor, do an opening number, Get Me Out on the Stage, the number 1. There's also a memorial tribute, and very emotional because some of the people who we lost this year were far too young. But then you get numbers from the nominated shows. And so in addition to the 5 nominated for Outstanding Musical, there were 2 additional shows for Ensemble, and we invited them to perform as well, and they did. So a number from Gospel at Colonus. We started off with a number from Adrift of Macau, and the audience loves that. But remember, these are performers performing for each other. It's a real industry night. So the standard is very high and very competitive. It's almost like American Idol or something. Can you top this? And so you're seeing just the best of the best trying to do their best to impress each other, and it's spectacular.
And it wrapped up quickly enough so that you could have a celebration afterwards.
Yes, people lingered at the town ballroom, and I went over onto Allen Street, where the bars there fill quickly with show folk. Q was packed, stumbling out onto the street, I understand, Fugazi as well. This was the 24th year, 25th year next year, so we've got to, I guess, start planning now. People have, apparently, expectations or something. So.
And with all that went on with the Arties and your preparation for the Arties, you did take some time out to see Death and the Maiden.
Of course I got to the theater. Yeah, like Julie Harris, you know, they asked her, if they told you the world were going to end tomorrow, what would you do? And she said, well, I'd go to the theater.
And so you did.
And so I did. And the world did not end, so that was doubly nice.
It's a plus.
Yeah, it's a plus. Death and the Maiden, this is Raices Theater Company, that's Buffalo's Hispanic theater company, with a smart production of the Ariel Dorfman drama about a woman who has been tortured during the dictatorship in Chile, who by coincidence confronts the man she believes to be her torturer and turns the tables on him. We're never sure if he is the man who tortured her, and she effects some kind of resolution, but it is a very tense and suspenseful drama, very nicely performed by Victoria Perez, Rolando Martin Gomez, and Victor Morales.
Staying in South America, we have Evita coming to town.
Evita, with a great Andrew Lloyd Webber musical. This is not the Hal Prince production. This is the one that Ricky Martin did a few seasons ago.
Just as good?
Well, I haven't seen the tour. I was not impressed when she stepped out onto the terrace. By that point in the drama, my companion whispered to himself, jump. Jump. But sometimes they change things considerably for the tour. Evita is a great show, so I would recommend it on the merits of the story and the score. An amazing historical personality, Evita Perón.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Gabe DeMayo.
And I'm Anthony Chase.